Hello everyone and welcome to Equity Manager. Today we will try to guide you on the recent fall in the Indian stock market, what to do, how to understand what is happening, and what should be the mindset that an investor should have. My name is Mohsin and I've been observing and participating in the stock markets for approximately 20 years. And my understandings and readings are something which I am personally sharing over here. Nothing over here is financial advice. Always remember to take the advice of an experienced and certified financial advisor for your financial plan. So let us look at what has recently happened. In fact, a month back also, through my personal circles, and my interpretation was that the markets are overvalued. There were certain articles also, if we read clearly, the valuations, especially in the mid-cap space, was quite high with respect to the historical values. What we need to understand is that why is the market giving high value to a certain stock? It is the expectation of that stock to continue to perform. And of course, Indian markets are expected to do well. Our economy is on a strong wicket. We are expected to have higher GDP growth than the rest of the world. We are a booming middle class, domestic consumption is high, and many of our products and services are being recognized abroad also. But then what happens is that globally, other avenues start becoming attractive and we start looking expensive, which was clearly the case with respect to India versus China. And FIIs have started pulling out money and putting it into other places where they find better returns, especially in the Chinese market. And if you look closely right now, the large caps have corrected more than the mid caps. You know, in terms of not the percentage fall, but what they contribute to the index is, of course, the large caps. And the quantum of fall in large caps in terms of the money value has been more. FIIs have been continuously selling. In fact, in October, they have sold the highest ever monthly amount ever in the Indian markets. More than a lakh of crores. And they continue to pull money out. What they are looking at is that will the corporate results keep in line with what the expectations are? Currently, what we saw, the quarter two results have been mixed. Across the board, companies have not met the targets. There are some pockets where companies are meeting targets, exceeding also, but some places they are not meeting targets. So there is a sense of a slowdown. We've had a tremendous run. Last 1 year has been extremely good. Markets have been rising non-stop almost. So even if we don't look at the economic slowdown, there has to be a place where people take profits off the table. So what happens is that, you know, few set of people start taking profits, prices fall, and then another set of people, and then slowly a sense of uneasiness starts coming in. Added to the fact that there is outflow of money and there is results are slowing down, so all combination of factors. And of course, then there are technical traders. So there is a pattern which I had personally identified and shared in my close circle is the head and shoulders pattern, after which it became very popular on several influencers on YouTube also. The technical targets stands at 23,200 to 300 on the Nifty. I think that would be met and it's almost there. It's not too far from there. Probably there will be a certain time that, you know, value would emerge. So what we need to look out for is that the companies that we are investing in, not trading and punting, are those companies really deserving the money? That is the first thing to look at. Across the board, blindly following leads and, you know, tips will not work. There was a time where, you know, everything was rising because a rising tide raises all ships, and you know, just put in your money somewhere and it will definitely increase because, you know, just the momentum and the euphoria, especially when we saw the PSU and the defense stocks just rising non-stop. That's not going to happen. It was very clear that the IPO mania was also going on, right? You know, anybody and everybody was just launching an IPO, especially in the SME space, and people were putting money in IPO thinking that, you know, listing gains, double, triple, whatever. So this is clear signs that, you know, there is a short-term pause. Anytime that IPO mania hits and it reaches a crescendo, especially the Hyundai IPO, which was highly overvalued and the result is seen in its, you know, low listing, it was quite obvious that we are reaching a short-term pause. Now what we need to do is that we need to understand sensibly and keep ourselves level-headed, not follow the herd. The herd or the majority will start panicking, start selling, you know, oh, my stocks are falling. Or some of them will start averaging down, adding nonstop without thinking. We need to keep a stable head. So this is my strategy, and please do your own research. What I look at is if the stock which in which I have to regularly invest, if it's my sound, researched, well-researched, and I think that it will go well, I increase my SIP. So for example, if I'm going to put 10 rupees in it, I will increase to 20 if it has fallen. And that is what I will do. At the same time, keep your eyes and ears open with respect to the results that the companies are delivering. And daily looking at prices is something which causes most of us to make errors. Let me share that even I do that sometimes, and errors do happen. So what we need to do is zoom out. We need to zoom out and take a horizon of 3 months, 6 months. And especially I would recommend, if you're looking at the percentage fall, look at the weekly percentage falls. If the weekly fall warrants that you add something to your, you know, portfolio, a stock, your favorite stock, go ahead. But if it's daily, you know, up and downs, it can really make us go wrong. So another important factor right now to look at it is the US elections. What will be the outcome? So people turn cautious when such important global events are there. And they pull out money just to wait and watch. See, even if we end up buying a little higher, but when there is more clarity and little certainty in terms of political environment and strategies and policies, it's better rather than hastily jumping in. So that's all what I can say is, number one, stay level-headed. Number two, avoid panicking. Number three, avoid putting in where the valuations are high, which means, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 PE. And just because the stock has fallen from high, it doesn't mean it's cheap. Remember that, right? So if you say, oh, stock has fallen 40%, so it becomes cheap. No, it's not necessary. Look at its performance. Keep a close watch on the quarterly results. And if you are more of a passive investor or semi-active investor, just add on to your mutual funds or ETFs and just continue to stay the course. And look at a longer time frame, because for sure, this pain is not going to end immediately. My understanding is that another quarter or probably 2-3 months or even up to 6 months, we could see sideways price action, which means up and down in a range. So hope this helps you, and do stay tuned for more updates. I will try to bring in more regular updates as we try to navigate this phase of the market. And please share it with your friends and more people who can benefit from this commentary. Thank you.